Everyone has a story in them. I don't care who you are, you have a story in you, and you have something great to share.
Hello and welcome to the Brand New You Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you build a credible brand. I'm your host, Ryan Roden. Today's guest is Paul Brody. Paul is the CEO of Brody Consulting Group and president of Brody EDU, where he helps his clients write, publish, and market their books with a proven system that works. Paul is a 13-time best-selling author and has written books on topics such as publishing, travel, leadership, and entrepreneurship, including the book, Get Published, Simple Steps to Get Published and Grow Your Business with a Proven System That Works. Paul, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Brand New You Show.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to have you here because, frankly, I wish I would have met you a few years ago because as in the book publishing industry, you know, there are things that go wrong. And I think I had an experience that was completely wrong, probably even from the get-go, but that's neither here nor there. But I wish I would have known you a few years ago. Let's go ahead and dive in here. And the first question that I have for all of my guests is, if you could vacation in only one place for the rest of your vacation days, where would you go?
Gee, that's a really tough one, Ryan. I'm going to have to think about that for a moment. Of course, I'm just kidding. I actually have written two books on this area, and that, of course, is Maui. Maui is home away from home. It's not a cheap place to go, and I've actually written travel books on Maui. One of the main reasons, of course, one, shared a journey, but the other part, too, is the tax breaks. So when you go on a trip, write a book about it, you're able to write it off. I would say check with your CPAs just to be safe. But that's one of the things that I've learned in regards to making sure that you monetize is every single book that you have the opportunity to write. So to me, Kihei, Maui, Hawaii, it is home away from home. We actually got a condo there that we would stay at. So last three trips, just incredible. You get a beautiful view of the Pacific Ocean right outside the Lanai. And it feels like home. To me, there's two hometowns for me. One is Arlington, Texas, where I'm at right now. And the other one is Kihei, Maui County of Hawaii. It feels like home. So when you travel there, you don't feel like you're away from anything, even though it's 4,000 miles away.
Yeah, awesome. So note to self, write a book every time I go someplace.
Especially if it's expensive.
How did you get started into the book publishing business?
It all started with a health crisis I had 8 years ago. So I was not taking care of myself. I was wrapping up my third year in teaching. I was teaching English as a second language here in Arlington. And just wasn't taking care of myself. I was going through grad school. I was eating stuff I shouldn't be eating, drinking stuff I shouldn't be drinking. And long story short was this, Ryan. Went to go see the doctor, ran tests, looked at me. He goes, listen, you're a mess. You are right at 340 pounds. You are right at the borderline of type 2 diabetes, which runs in my family. You have high blood pressure. You're right on that mark. Your blood sugar is a mess. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't get your act together, you will be dead in 5 years. So over the next 6 months, did a lot of research, learned what I could about nutrition, what works, what doesn't work. And the main thing I had to realize, Ryan, was this couldn't just be a diet. This had to be a lifestyle change. Because as I'm sure you know, less than 5% of people that actually lose weight ever keep it off. So that means 95% of people that lose weight, they're not able to keep it off. And it's just life. It's the things that get in the way, fast food, convenience. It's one of those things where you have to make that adjustment. So what happened, Ryan, was I lost 60 pounds. I was able to keep the weight off. And I wanted to help share this story with people that struggle with their own weight, because I see all these books out where, hey, my life's perfect. I lost all this weight. I kept it off. We all know that's a bunch of BS. The main thing is to struggle. It's just like people who claim that they're an overnight success. It takes a lifetime to become an overnight success. So I wanted to share this book, Ryan, but the problem was I had no idea how to do it. And then I saw how the publishing industry had changed. A lot of people were publishing books themselves. I had a couple of friends in particular that were publishing a book in, I think it was like late 2014, had a lot of success. And I kept thinking, why do I keep putting off this book? It's just an excuse. So we do a family trip every year. I was on a flight to Las Vegas, June 2015. And I just had this epiphany on the flight, which for whatever reason, I tend to do a lot of great thinking on flights, I guess. But on the flight, and I'm thinking, no, I'm going to quit making excuses. I'm going to get this book written. and I'll figure out the rest later. So I didn't want to be afraid to take that plunge. So the next morning, we're at the Mirage Hotel Casino at the pool, and I typed up the entire outline of that book on my iPhone. Got back a week later, over 3 days, wrote 20,000 words, and that became the foundation of my first book, Eat Less and Move More. And what I had to learn from that point was everything I could about publishing, but also I needed to learn everything possible about marketing, because you can have the world's greatest book, but if it's not marketed correctly, no one's ever going to know about it. And with Amazon, I always make the reference, the last thing you want to happen is for your book to fall into the Amazon rainforest. Because if you don't do it right, that's exactly what's going to happen. There's millions of books out there in Amazon, and you got to make sure it's marketed correctly. So long story short, I was able to find the foundation of what is still my team 4 years later. Found great formatter, amazing editor, book cover designer, learned everything I could about publishing, and then most importantly, I learned everything possible about book launch marketing. So that book became my first bestseller, and that's what happened. That's what completely changed everything. Fellow readers and authors reach out to me and go, hey, we've seen you've had this success over the past few months. Could you help us with publishing and marketing our books? At the time, I was still teaching, and I'm going, yeah, I can do that. So for a year and a half, I was coaching people while teaching full-time, and then I just took the complete plunge in June 2017, where I left my teaching position to focus full-on in regards to the publishing business. So the main theme that I'd like to share with your audience is don't be afraid to take the plunge, because everyone has a story in them. I don't care who you are, you have a story in you, and you have something great to share, just like you did with your book.
Writing a book is a lot of work. So from, you know, your side of the fence, when you're helping people publish books, what are some of the biggest reasons why entrepreneurs or business owners should consider taking the time to write a book?
Right now, with how everything is, everything's congested out there. You have social media, you have email lists. You're going to get advice from many people saying, hey, you got to do this, 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 and this. But when you're actually networking, if you're connecting with people online, or if you're at a networking event locally, when you can give someone a version of your book. So that means if you reached out to someone online, if they've reached out to you, you can send them a PDF version of your book and go, hey, love connecting with you. Here's a little more information about our journey. We'd love for you to check it out because we feel that you've got something great in you that we feel that we could help you with. And the same thing when you're local, when you can give someone a paperback copy of your book and it's autographed, and you go, hey, I've just had such a great time meeting you at this event today. This is an autographed paperback copy of my book. My cell phone's on there. Whenever you're ready, give me a call. Would love to talk further because you definitely have a great story to share. And when you're doing that, one, you're building the connection, but you have a conduit. You have something that you can use to build that connection, and that's a book. Because when you are networking locally, if you're at a Rotary Club or at a local chamber of commerce or any type of local networking group, when you give someone your business card, I mean, let's face it, what happens to most business cards, Ryan?
Stuck in a wallet, stuck in a purse, or laying around on somebody's desk at some point somewhere.
Or just being blunt in a trash can. Just because some people get so overwhelmed at networking events, that's where a lot of them go. But when they have a paperback copy of your book and it's autographed, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be in their office. It's going to be in the bookshelf. It's going to be somewhere that they can get access to it. And it's just such a more powerful connection. And that's the main thing. It's connection. And the other thing is, if you are in the startup phase of your business and you have a book, you just bought yourself 5 to 10 years of experience. Because why? You have a book. You have separated yourself from the competition. And that's why I always tell coaches, consultants, speakers, you definitely have to have a book. Because it really is a game changer, where when you can pass out a book and it's got your information on it, I just think it really helps with the C word, credibility. It really does help take your business to the next level. And of course, the other word, of course, is authority. Well, the root word of authority is author.
So I know there's probably people listening right now who think that they have a book inside of them, as you said earlier, you know, but they're afraid or confused as far as, okay, how do I even get started? So at a real high level, if I were going to start writing a book, what are the, you know, say 5 or 6 or 7 high level steps that I should take in order to go through the process, and then we'll take some time to kind of break down each one.
Absolutely. So the main thing, you have to write about something that you're passionate about. So I'm talking to the business owners out there. For those of you that have your businesses, you're obviously passionate about it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it. So what I want you to do is focus on what you do and how you help other people, and then think of 10 different talking points that you could talk about in your book. Each of those talking points will develop into your chapter. And that's another thing too. You don't need to have a huge War and Peace level type of book. You need something with 10 talking points, something that is easily digestible, because, and Ryan, you've seen the stats on this, 20% or less of people ever complete a book page to page from start to end. So you want something that's going to be direct, that's going to be to the point, and that someone can read on a flight. So something that's good, something that's to the point, and something that's going to give me value. But most importantly, it's going to help me personally and professionally. And that's what you want to look at. You want something that's going to have impact, but also shares your story, because that's the number one thing. It's not about a pitch. It's not about a script. It's about connection. And when someone connects with you and they like what you're doing and they can see that you're real and that you have true core values and that you care, then everything else takes care of itself. So my main advice is come up with 10 talking points and share your story with that. Share your experience. Talk about growing up, talking about going through college. If you're in the corporate world for a while, talk about that experience. And then what transitioned you over to potentially starting your own business, and more importantly, why? That's the biggest thing. People want to know why. They don't want to know that you're pitching a product. They want to know, why are you so passionate about your business? And for my answer, my passion is I want to help as many people share their stories as possible.
We're picking a topic. We're selecting 10 talking points, which I would assume we could call an outline of what the book would be. And then from there, where do we go? Do we start writing, or do we spend more time thinking about what the title or subtitle should be? Like, what's our, I assume our next step would be to actually start writing something.
Exactly. And that's the main thing. If you're already passionate about your business and what you want to share, you probably already have a title in mind. So the main thing is you want to have that title. It talks about your philosophy. So you want to have specific titles. And then the other thing is you also want to have a subtitle that is going to tell the reader about the benefits. So you talked about Get Published, the subtitle for that, Simple Steps to Get Published, talked about with a proven system that works. It's something that's going to talk about an outcome. So it's one of those things where you want to talk about what the reader is going to get out of it when they actually see that subtitle. So Ryan, why don't you tell the audience about the title of your first book?
I think I messed up on my subtitle, to be honest with you.
Not too late.
Yeah, no. Well, edition two, I think I'm going to change it. But right now, the subtitle is 4 Simple Steps to Build Your Digital Brand and Boost Credibility in Your Career. One of the things I've learned is people don't understand digital brand like I do. So, and what the book really is how to build your personal brand. And more people know about personal brands than they do digital brands. So if I ever rename it, I'm going to get rid of the digital brand for sure. Put in personal brand in there.
Why not this, Ryan? Why not this? Why don't you change it to Simple Steps to Share Your Story and Build Your Personal Brand?
Yeah, I mean, I may steal that.
Please. It's all you, brother. It's all you.
And that's really what the book is about. And so I tried to be, and I think this is where a lot of people get hung up too, is like even with customers I work with, when they get to their messaging, we try to be a little too clever.
Yeah.
And the reason we're clever with stuff is because we think or see our stuff from our perspective, and we don't necessarily see it from, in this case, the reader's perspective. And so we have to use the language that resonates with them, not so much the message or words that resonate with us.
Simplification is the most important thing. And that's what I learned in 9 years of teaching, was you have to simplify. And that's our philosophy with business, with publishing. You want to simplify. You don't want to make it technical, because the minute you make it technical or confusing, you've lost that customer. It's got to be relatable and simple. And that's why I didn't mention the word outline. That's why I talk specifically about 10 talking points. But it's a little easier when you talk about 10 talking points that you want to elaborate on. That is the spine. That is the foundation for your book.
Yeah, do you have any tips for people for actually writing the book? I mean, are there tools that people can use, or is there anything, any advice you can give them as they're in the process of writing the book that would help them kind of get through it? Because you and I both know the writing part is the hardest part.
Don't necessarily do it in order. When you have the 10 talking points, if you are struggling with a little bit of writer's block, which we've all gone through it, trust me, I've done 15 books, 15 of my own books, so I totally get that. The main thing is that you need to be able to write about and expand what you are passionate about. So my suggestion is you have your 10 talking points, but let's say you're not too fired up about the first talking point, but you absolutely love talking point number 3. Well, then write about that one. Because what's going to happen is once you begin the creative process, then it's going to become much easier. You're going to get inspired. You're going to get fired up. And then it's going to be much easier to transition to the next talking point. And if that means that you move it around, you don't necessarily do them in order, that's your deal. You have to do what's best for yourself, because everyone's different. There are people that like to write an hour or two a day every day. That's their thing. That's their process. They're very regimented. Some of my clients are like that. But I also have a lot of clients like me that they'll just write when they've got the inspiration. I mean, I actually wrote Positivity Attracts, my third book, in 24 hours.
Wow.
Straight. So it's just one of those things where when you get the inspiration, just go at it. But everyone's going to be different. So one of the main things that we want to figure out is what is their process? What are they the most comfortable doing? And then gearing it towards them.
Okay, cool. I like that too. And I found as I was going through my book, there were topics that I was a little more passionate about than others. And the words came very easily. And other ones I really had to like think through. So we've got a topic, a title. We've did an outline of our 10 talking points. We've started to write, or we've written the book now. So I've got a Google Doc or a Word doc, and it resembles a book. What do I do next? Where do I go next?
This is where we take things a little bit differently. If it's a nonfiction book, what we want to focus on is the front matter and the back matter of the book.
Okay, covers?
No. The front matter of the book. So your intro, your dedication, your foreword. One thing I always recommend is if this is going to be a business book, something that you're going to utilize, get an expert in your field to write a foreword for the book. They're going to most likely help you promote it because they're in the book. So one of the things I always talk about is having the foreword. You also want to have something in the front of the book of value. What I always recommend is either a checklist or a chapter of a upcoming book that you might be doing. Let's say you also developed a second book that you started a chapter or two. Then offer that information as well in exchange for an email address. Have a landing page and give the readers the opportunity to go check it out, and then you can start building your readership. Because the thing is, when someone buys a book, doesn't mean that you have their contact information. Amazon has all that, because that's where the party is. Most of your purchases are going to be on Amazon. You need to be able to funnel those readers to your list, and that's the way to do it, is by giving something of value. We've given PDF guides, we've given books, audiobooks. And what we found is PDF guides work really well, audiobooks work great, and so do PDFs of other books that you may have or maybe writing in the future. But those are some easy things that you can utilize to start to build your own email list. And that way you can connect with them even further and potentially have the opportunity to work with them as prospective clients. So having things like that in the front matter of the book, having an intro telling people, hey, this is what's going to go on throughout the book. This is what we're going to talk about. Looking forward to sharing this journey with you. Then you have your chapters. Then you have the back matter. So, and this helps in particular once you do have a couple of books out there. I have one where we offer a strategy session. We're like, hey, if you'd like to get more information, then this is the link. You can check it out. We'd love to potentially talk with you about your journey. Next thing is having a more books by section where you can basically tell people, hey, I've got these other books. Here's the link to check them out. A couple of the books are available for free, so definitely take advantage of that. The next thing is we'll have like an acknowledgments page. We'll have an about the author page. And then I always put a feedback request at the very end where it's this goofy picture of me, but it's a Photoshop picture of me looking like a traditional author, full regalia, fancy pen with a little feather and all, it very Renaissance looking, just for a bit of fun. But on that, right below that picture, it says, "Hey, if let me know let me know what you liked about the book. Let me know what you didn't like. So if there's something in particular that you feel could be improved, then feel free to email me at this address. It's my work email. Put it in there, and then I say before leaving a negative review. That way, if there's something we can do to improve it, then we're happy to do so. We appreciate your feedback. It helps with two things. One, it gives you the opportunity to build a further connection with the reader. But the second thing is it also helps protect you with negative reviews. Because some people, I mean, I'm going to say this, 90% of the people out there are going to love your book, but you're always going to have that 10%. I know some people refer to those as trolls. Take it wherever you want. But there's just some people out there that are like that. So I like to help combat that by having that one final little feedback request going, hey, if there's something you didn't like about the book, let me know so we can make it better. Because no book's ever going to be perfect. One of my other slogans is, you know, we talk about don't be afraid to take the plunge, but also done is better than perfect. No book's going to be perfect. No book ever will be perfect. I think the average typos, even in the big five publishing books, usually between 8 to 10 based on the size of the book. No book will ever be perfect. But if someone can reach out and go, hey, I saw a typo on this page or this number in this table content is off, that's awesome. Thank you. Let's go in and fix it. And we can probably have it updated within 24 hours. So those are the things that I suggest. And I'm a huge believer in having the invitation for a strategy session. You can have the link in the Kindle version. You can tell them just go to your website and click on the strategy session icon on the paperback version. But the point is you invite them to potentially talk with you or talk with someone on your team and just see if there could be a fit working together. And that's one of the best ways that you can not only get everything taken care of for the book, but most importantly, monetize the book. Because I'm going to tell your audience a little secret right now, and that is you're not going to be a millionaire on the front end with royalties. It's not going to happen. And I say that with a little bit of sarcasm, just because it's not a realistic expectation. Yes, you can make some nice money on the front end, but you're going to make the life-changing money on the back end with what you offer with the book. And that's why we're always crystal clear with that and transparent with our authors. Yes, we're going to help you become the number one bestseller because I know that's important to people because they want that credibility. We're going to help you with that. We're going to help make sure that the book is leveraged correctly. But the main thing is being crystal clear on what you offer. And that's what you utilize with the front matter of the book and with the back matter of the book, Ryan.
Okay, so we've got a topic. We've got 10 with a title, 10 potential title, working title, with 10 talking points for an outline. We've taken the time to write the book. We've worked on our front and back matter. And then what is the difference between a copy editor and a copy formatter?
Yeah, well, copy editor could also be line editor. There's a bunch of different people that you can be, you know, different titles. But the main thing is you want an editor. We utilize the word line editor, where they go through the entire book. And from this point, everything's done. So your first draft is complete. We send it out for editing. Editing usually takes 2 to 3 weeks. They're going to go through every single thing. Now, our process is a little bit different. We use a strike-through method with Microsoft Word. So our editor goes in and makes recommendations for connections. But the client is the one that actually is going to approve those. So what we do with our clients is make it clear, hey, this is a collaborative process. You have 100% control over this. You retain your rights. We will help you set up your account through Amazon so that way royalties are directly to you. So we actually walk them through how to do that. And then we basically walk them through the entire process. So edit it. We basically put the recommendations in. We send it to them. They click accept. And then any other changes that they want, they can do it as they're progressing through that. So one, it gives them skin in the game. Two, it gives them full control. And third is they get to have another proper look and see the improvement with all of those edits and suggestions. Because 99% of the time, our clients accept every single suggestion that our editor makes. Then what happens is they click save. And I say, hey, click save on this. Put the name of the book and the date and send it back to me. At that point, I'll typically take a quick look just to make sure everything's okay. And then we send it to our formatter. formatting usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks, because we want to make sure everything is done correctly. And then once that is done, we send it back to the client and go, hey, take one more review, make sure everything looks good. If there are any problems, let me know. And then at that point, we start with the cover. We used to do cover and formatting at the same time. I have found when you can just focus on one thing at a time, it makes things much easier. And especially where a lot of our clients, it's either their first book or it's their second book, but their first experience wasn't that great. So I want to make sure that they're walking through the entire process, because with our philosophy, we want to work with them for all of their books going forward. So we want to make sure that it is the most smooth, comfortable, easy process as we can do. So that's why we focus on the editing, then the formatting, and then the book cover design. So we want their ideas, their concepts, if they have a sketch, if they have imagery that they want to use, they send that to us. I send it to my designer and I say, hey, take this to the next level. And that's typically what happens. From that point, it's another 2 or 3 week process. And when that's done, they take a look at it. Any changes they want, we will make changes to it. And then from that point, if they're ready, we're ready to get started. And if it's our publishing service, then we're going to put it online for them. And then, hey, here's your information. You're good to go. And if they want to go with a marketing package, then, hey, everything's set up. Launch is going to be in these days. This is the game plan. Done.
Yeah, I like that process. I had no experience even close to that. but I can tell you that when I saw, like, everything else was like work. And then when I saw the cover, all of a sudden the book became very real to me. Like, I don't know, something went into my mind and it said, dude, you just wrote a book. Like, even though, you know, you go through all the work, you do all the stuff, and you know, you can see how many pages you have in your document, it didn't become real to me till I had a cover. To me, that was pretty cool to see that, to know that, hey, this thing is actually going to be a real thing. Because once you get to that point, then it's really just a matter of, as you said, approvals, and then get it published out through KDP, which is a Kindle Direct. It's Kindle Direct Publishing, and then any other platform that you want to put it out to. So once we've got our book done, we've got the cover, we've got it published, it's in these systems, it's out there, people can see it. Let's talk about marketing strategies. What are some of the best strategies, or maybe the biggest tip that you could offer for people to market their book, which I know can be pretty challenging for a lot of authors?
Outsource. And I'm going to say that to just about every first-time author right now. If you can afford to, outsource the marketing. And the reason is, I think it's tougher right now than ever to market your book effectively, especially with Amazon. There's so many books out there. Outsource it. Find someone like myself, or find another company that you're comfortable with. Find someone who has experience doing this, and most importantly, can get you the outcome that you're looking for. So first of all, when you are utilizing a publisher, it's all tax deductible. Again, check with your CPAs. I always put that disclaimer out there. But these costs, especially they're business related, they're tax breaks. So you're already at a win at that point. Same thing with marketing. It's a tax break. So don't be afraid to go out there and do a little bit of investing if you can. And if you can't, then see about doing courses. We actually have a implementation program that has 10 video modules that walks people through the entire process. Everything from writing, publishing, marketing. But from what I have learned, most people, and tell me if you agree with me or not on this, but most people, from what I've seen, they don't want to learn how to do this stuff. They want to pay someone to do it for them, just because of the amount of work that is involved with this industry.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think for me, for my first book, I wanted to learn it just so I knew it. But, you know, subsequent books, I will definitely pay somebody to do some of that stuff for me, because now that I know it, I know what to expect. And I know what I definitely know what doesn't work. So, you know, I what to watch out for is probably a better thing for me. But it's worth it, because it can take a lot of time and effort to market your book, especially if you're trying to get it up to, you know, number one or a bestseller on Amazon.
Exactly. And that's the other thing too, is social media is great for brand awareness. But if you actually want conversions, you want sales, there's a lot of book promo companies that are out there. And I'm going to mention two in particular. So when if your book's going to be free for a few days, there's a great promo company called Free Booksy. It's an investment, but they're going to give you great results. I'll mention another one. My buddy Matt Stone, he runs Butt Books. They do it when the book is at 99 cents. Now, I'm referring to specifically the Kindle version of your book. You want to utilize the Kindle version of the book to bring traffic in, because for any book that you have out there, you want it available in two formats minimum. One is Kindle, and the other one, of course, is paperback. And you bring up the point about marketing. What are the things that anyone can utilize, whether you're utilizing someone to help market your book or if you're just doing it yourself, but buy author copies. And it's gonna range. There could be anywhere from a few dollars, it could be $8 to $10 per copy. But Amazon lets you buy author copies, get them, because that is one of the best ways that you can market your book. So it's one of those things where you always want to have at least 100, maybe even 200 books on hand, and then you can get those away to clients. That is how you market to prospective clients and to really take advantage of the back end, especially locally. Have that book available and then go speak. Go speak at a Chamber of Commerce event. Reach out to your local Rotary Club. I can guarantee you, no matter where you are in the world, there are Rotary Clubs around. Reach out and go, hey, I'm a newly published author. This is what I talk about. I would love to potentially speak at your club, because every club has professional speakers. I'm actually going to speak at the Rotary Club tomorrow, and I've got, I think, two or three other bookings the rest of this month, where it's just an opportunity to go out there, talk about your journey, and at the end, if you made that connection, people are going to reach out to you, and then you can either give away that book, or you can even do a book signing and sell it. But if you're really looking to utilize this for the back end, I say give it away, because why not give away a book that costs you a few dollars for potentially a $5,000 client? It's a pretty good ROI. It's just lead generation cost is what you're looking at.
As you mentioned earlier, right, you're not, unless your name is, you know, Stephen King or Barack Obama, right, you're not making millions of dollars on your book, especially not up front. So tell me about some of the other potential revenue streams that you can get from writing a book outside of just selling the book.
So the main streams are going to be to use it to launch a product or service. We utilize not only book launch, but we also refer to it as a product launch. Because with our books, we launch something new with every one of them. So with our Podcast 101 book, we launch a podcast production service with it. With our Get Published book, we actually utilize that to talk more about our done-for-you services, done-for-you publishing, done-for-you book launch marketing. When we did our other publishing books, we were talking more on the coaching side of things. So you always want to have a product specifically that you are offering with this. So if you're offering IT services or if you're offering social media marketing, that's how you tie it together with wanting to get those people on the phone with you. Where it's like, hey, if you are struggling to get leads on social media, we would love to talk to you about it. We have a complimentary no pitch strategy session, links below. We would love to talk with you about this to see how we can help. And just making it clear, you're not there to pitch them. You're just there to have a conversation, because if that conversation goes well, everything else will take care of itself. So also when you are networking locally, same thing. When you can give someone a copy of that book, it builds the relationship. It's lead generation, and every one of those leads is a warm lead. And even if that person may not be the right fit, if you've connected with them, they're going to recommend people to you. Referrals is one of the biggest things I feel is not utilized. And when someone could go, hey, I know this guy, he's a 15-time best-selling author, he knows what he's doing, you've got that book that you want to launch, why don't you go talk to him real quick? So it's just those things about building those relationships. And that's how you're monetizing it, by utilizing the back end to turn those people from readers into clients.
Awesome. Fantastic. Let's talk about Brody EDU. We've kind of been talking off, you know, kind of around the topic since we started. But what are the services that you offer for authors who are looking to get published?
So in regards to getting published, that is under Brody Consulting Group. Our publishing imprint is called BCG Publishing. The main thing is when people want to work with us, is Brody Consulting Group in regards to the publishing side of our business and marketing. And then our publishing imprint is BCG Publishing. So when we do publish a client, that is actually what it's known under. So if you look up BCG Publishing on Amazon, you will see the stable of books that we have with clients that we've helped.
Awesome. Let's take just a couple minutes here. We're going to start to wrap things up. Tell me about the Get Published podcast.
So the podcast is fun. You actually were a guest on the show last week, if I remember correctly. So the episode will be coming out soon. Essentially what it is, and I like to joke around talking about, it's basically short attention span theater, because it's each episode's usually around 10 to 15 minutes. People want something now, as you know, that's short, direct, and to the point. So we focus on five questions. One of them, we ask about advice that you give to a first-time author who's writing their book, the first book. What's the hardest part about getting published? Please share a marketing strategy that you have used in your book launch that's worked well. We ask them about their favorite book and what they've learned from it, and then their favorite quote and why. And then we give them the opportunity to plug their website. So it's like, hey, where can people find you? And if it's their website or social media, whatever it is, we give our guests the opportunity to talk about that as we're wrapping up the interview. But yeah, every episode is typically about 10 to 15 minutes. It's to the point. It's direct. We have actually recorded 377 episodes now since we started in June 2018.
For those listeners who know that they have a book in them, for the entrepreneurs who want to write a book, but don't know how to get started, what are the best ways for them to get in touch with you?
So the best way is to actually go to our website, which is getpublishedsystem.com. And you can also reach us at getpublishedpodcast.com. On the website, you can actually see our podcast episodes that we have on there. You can actually get a free book, which is our Get Published book. You can basically see in there exactly how you can monetize the book and how you can utilize it to help build your business and have it as the foundation of your platform. There's a services page on there where you get some more information. You can also check out more information about our second Get Published business book. And you can also set up a complimentary strategy session with us. And our main goal is to help as many people share their story as possible. So for those in the audience that are listening to this, if you'd like to get more information, we'd love to talk to you. And if you know someone that is writing a book, that any intros that you'd be willing to make, would be honored to help them.
Awesome. Paul, any final thoughts you'd like to leave with the audience or aspiring authors that may be out there listening today?
Three things. One, if I can do it, you can do it. No doubts about that. Two, don't be afraid to take the plunge. Three, done is better than perfect. And that's the biggest thing. A lot of people struggle with imposter syndrome. I'm going to tell you right now, every single person is an expert. Every single person has something great that they can share with the world, and would love to discuss that with you.
Awesome. I can tell you that resonates with me, right? If I can do it, you can do it. And it's just, I think people need to keep that in mind. If you think you got a book in you, put it out into the world because people need to hear it. Paul, I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Ryan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity today.